We are moving, and we cannot afford to stop because Alabama and because our nation has a date with destiny.
I'm Steve Shapiro. I'm here in Atlanta with the show at the Jackson Fine Arts, basically on SoMa and the events that happened in SoMa in 1965. I think I first started doing civil rights in 1963 when James Baldwin wrote an essay that appeared in the New Yorker magazine called The Fire Next Time, which was really about the black situation in America at that time. I had been doing work for Life magazine, and I asked Life and Jimmy whether I could do a big essay on him. Everyone agreed, and then for the next 4 weeks, I traveled around America with him, starting in Harlem, and we went to Durham, North Carolina. We spent quite a bit of time in Mississippi and New Orleans, and through that I met Jerome Smith, who was one of the original freedom writers, and gradually began to do much, much more in terms of civil rights for Life and for other magazines.
I'm gonna let it shine. This a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
After the assassinations in 1968 of Martin Luther King and of Robert Kennedy, the country seemed to take another turn. There was a big change in terms of magazine journalism when Life magazine and Look magazine folded in the early 70s. Basically, the country also was going gaga for celebrities, and the interest had worn off a little, and it seemed to me that eventually I would have to go to Los Angeles if I wanted to keep photographing and being able to pay my bills. And I became immersed in photography there. I did a book for Taschen on The Godfather. I did a book on Taxi Driver. And I also worked on quite a number of films and did movie posters. I did the first People magazine cover, actually, which was of Mia Farrow from The Great Gatsby. What's interesting is that there isn't that much difference for a photographer in what you would call the real world as opposed to Hollywood. The major difference for me, I mean, you're looking for the same things. You're looking for emotion, and you're looking for information, and you're looking for design, and you're looking for those moments which could possibly be iconic moments. The difference really is that in terms of the real world, you don't always know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. And if you're on a movie set and you've read the script, you have a pretty good idea of what will follow. Basically, what happened in the 60s was the country changed from getting all their information from Life magazine as being one of the main areas or the main publications that could give you a sense of what the world was up to. And television suddenly came in, and television started as a 15-minute show, and suddenly it was growing in terms of the amount of news that it covered, as it's become a 24-hour industry. What happened was you would see people wearing signs that were bigger and bigger and buttons that were bigger and bigger, and people trying desperately to see themselves on the 6 o'clock news. So everything changed, and also the sense of security, it changed. I traveled with Bobby Kennedy. I did his campaign posters. And Bobby really had one person who was his bodyguard, nothing more than that. And also what's happened is that you have handlers for everyone. Before, if you did a story for Life, you might spend anywhere from 4 days to 6 months working on a story. Suddenly, in terms of doing stuff for people in other magazines, because of public relations and all of that, you suddenly were given 2 hours to do something, and you had to have your subjects change their clothes every 15 minutes so that when it appeared in the magazine, you would have the feeling that you had been with them for a long period of time. Also, it changed the attitudes of things, because I did a lot of stories for life and a lot of personality stories, and basically you would be best friends with someone. You may never see them in your life again, but for the time that you were with them, you really were very close. That becomes more difficult today when you have handlers who suddenly are watching every move and sitting in the room and saying, no, no, you can't say that, or wait, I have to fix his collar. It's been very interesting in terms of this show here. Most of the pictures that are in the Atlanta show, I probably found only 2 months ago in my contact book. They had never been edited, they had never been published, they had never been printed. And it was amazing to find so many images which I had really never noticed, and which editors at Life and other places had never noticed as well. I think what you want to see in the pictures is a sense of the time that existed. Everything looks different all the time. We don't look the same as we did 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And also is a story about a movement and about a change in America. Selma really brought about the Voting Act that Lyndon Johnson signed. These things have changed America. They're very part of history.